The Honolulu City Council cleared the way to receive up to $2.4 billion from the state to complete the Honolulu Rail Transit project to Ala Moana Center. The funding was approved by the legislature and the governor, but Mayor Kirk Caldwell says the state gave the city nothing.
Yesterday, I heard folks say that the state has given the city over $7 billion. To clarify, the state gave the authority to extend a county surcharge. Authority is one thing, but when you have to stand up and say, yes, I will vote to extend this surcharge for another 3 years, it's not a popular thing to do, but it is absolutely the correct thing to do for the future of this island.
Council member Trevor Ozawa was absent from the council meeting, but the eight other members supported the bill, including council member Ann Kobayashi, who is opposed to a steel wheel on steel rail system.
Many have been really concerned about the mismanagement of the project, and that's why we are at almost $3 billion over budget and years behind schedule. And that's why I'm voting for this, because it'll bring an end to the rail getting to Ala Moana, but then let's see what happens.
Council members asked Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation Interim Executive Director and CEO Krishnaya Murthy if the estimated $8.165 billion construction budget was sufficient.
Procurement for the city center guideway and stations, we're going to reprocure that contract. That gives us an opportunity to be innovative and creative in procuring that contract. Hopefully with that approach, we should be able to keep the cost within the projected estimate.
After the vote, HART Executive Director and CEO Andrew Robbins, on day two in his job, was asked what he plans to do now that the legislature did not fund HART operations to the tune of $281 million a year.
The operating budget, that's the money that's needed to operate HART. The bill, I know, prohibits the use of the excise tax now. We'll work with the city to determine how that is funded.
Robbins was also asked about a reported $151 million annual marketing budget. He says he has not seen that in HART's budget.
We do public outreach, which is important, and that will continue. But marketing is something I believe that has already been reconciled in the past from what I've seen.
The HART Board of Directors is scheduled to meet September 14th, one day before the deadline to submit their new financial plan to the Federal Transit Administration. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.